Alright, here we are. Okay, this is video number 3 in the international issues category. Overall, I'm generating 39 videos here. 31 of them have to do with proposals, economic, social, those types of things. And the last 9 have to do with the climate, certainly in these overriding international issues. So that's kind of what we're doing here. Okay? So we got a few more to go. Okay, I moved one of them up. The next one, in the one we're going to talk about now, is World Population Control Agreement. Now, the United Nations is going to have to come into play in this, right? And again, if you check the world population clock, it's over 7.45 billion people. And when you look at some of the fixes that the climate scientists are suggesting that we do, we can get ourselves geared up to do it, we can slow the warming. Again, we're already bought into a degree and a half of warming. We're headed towards 2. Well, we have to do everything that we possibly can to at least slow the approach to 3 and 4 degrees, because things really get ugly then. All right, so that's a discussion for another time, and there's some really good videos out there about that. Very scientific, very well done, and true. Okay. Anyway, but they say we do this, we do that, and it can affect the climate a little bit, but if we don't do something about the growth of population, it's going to offset that, because you have more people eating and drinking and breathing, more food that has to be grown, more crops have to be grown. And the world's businesses, okay, have an overriding mentality or need to grow more profits, more sales, right? Or figuring out how to get money out of us through food, and usually food and energy now, in any way they can. But there's always growth. And the entire mentality of that has to change, right? Now, I've gone into that in some other... Once I get done with these videos, I will start broadcasting on the internet the CS2 News Channel, which is what this is. This is under the CS2 News Channel in a playlist, but the idea is to develop an internet-based news program several times a week. We'll see how we build it up, and it'll be real news, right? Not affected by the pharmaceutical industry or anybody else. You know, we'll talk about real issues like this, real solutions, and what's being done and not being done, and who isn't doing it. All right, so I think that'll be a very viable product, okay, service. And in general, we're going to have to come to a conclusion that we must get the world population under control. We must slow it. This is every nation is involved. Okay, developed, underdeveloped countries are all going to have to chip in and take care of this. Now, these don't have to be draconian, really nasty. You can't have babies or whatever like that. And one of the reports that I've read is that if people around the world would just have replacement birth rate, meaning 2 people have 2 kids, that's good. And then the cost of having a kid right now is more and more out of control. So these are practical things. I mean, some faiths believe that you need to have 10 children, the Orthodox, real Orthodox people, and this is nuts, all right? And sanity is going to have to step into the world in areas like this, or else things are really going to get bad fast. It's the old the idea that we can burn the planet out and turn around and say, well, where's the next cup of water? Where's the next gallon of gas? Oh, it's gone. What are we going to do now? I digress a little bit. I mean, you have to keep your sense of humor about all this stuff. You'd absolutely go nuts, you know? So it's real simple. We're going to have to deal with population control, meaning, for example, in this country, we are, as far as I'm concerned, as soon as possible, going to freeze all immigration into America. Right now, we take 1 million people a year legally into this country. A lot of people don't know that. We're going to bring an end to that. We have to bring an end to that. We're going to do our own population registration. Talked about that in an earlier proposal. We're going to find out how many people are here illegally, and then we're going to decide what to do with them, right? Some of them will go away, and probably a good number of them will be able to stay. And as a side note, I'm against citizenship for these folks, right? We have a category we've always had, right, called resident aliens, okay? And we've always had that. I worked for the Immigration Service for several years as a consultant a couple decades ago, and I heard all this stuff, all right? But we're going to have to get our own borders under control, okay, and decide how we're going to deal with this. Remember, we're going to have to start moving people around, and we're going to take care of our citizens first, period. I know very few people have trouble with that. The bleeding heart liberals or progressives, whatever they're calling themselves now, because, you know, they killed the word liberal because it was, not nice. And in case you didn't know it, from a climate point of view, the Republican Party invented the term climate change. They had a guy do it. There's a guy that dreams up names for things because they didn't want to keep using the word term global warming. So they had to come up with something that didn't say that. They said the climate's just changing. It's not global warming caused by us. But that's, again, the Republicans in the oil and coal and gas industries. So just for you know that. So I digress a little bit. But we have to get the population across the world to slow. We have to give birth control out. And we have to give morning after pills out, okay? Like M&Ms, right? In high schools, possibly middle schools, I hate to think of that. And so when somebody has a problem one evening, they have the ability to take that pill, right? Cutting out on teenage pregnancies, right? Simple things like that. This is reality, folks. It's what we need to do, right? I heard about the morning after pill was a little pricey. So I finally called one of the drugstores just a couple days ago. And I said, okay, two questions. I'm doing a little survey here. Do you sell the morning after pill? Yes, they did. Then I'd like to know two things. I'd like to know the manufacturer of the pill, and I'd like to know the price per pill. He said, they didn't know who manufactured it, which I think was just a company line that they don't want to put that information out, because not everybody's happy about the morning after pill availability, mainly the religious folks, okay? Some of the religious folks, not all of them, but too many of them. I said, well, how much does it cost? They said, well, there's a brand name product, and there's also a generic, like everything else. They said, well, the brand name was $49.99 each, and the generic pill was $39.99 each, and was available over the counter. So the couple that can't afford, or whatever, didn't afford the condom the night before that, okay, is going to run to the store and spend $40 or $50 on a pill the next day. This is stupidity. This is the pharmaceutical industry providing a product which needs to be provided, but also pricing it way out to make the church people happy that they're not promoting the use of it. And this type of corporate and religious ignorance has to be overridden, period, right? Got enough of it. We're going to have to talk to the Pope, try to get him to buy in on some of this, because he has an awful lot of influence in the world, okay? And there are other religions which promote multiple children, there's many children, and we just have to look at these things and deal with them. We need to stabilize the world population. We never need to hit 8 billion people, right? We need to bring it back down to 7 billion people while we're working at it, all right? And it won't be that difficult. We can do that. We can start bringing that population, the world population, down basically in 9 months. We start working on it, all right? And we need to bring it back down properly, okay, to 7 billion, and possibly below that. But as we get into that and we talk about it, then the truth will come out, the reality will come out, the proper thing to do will come out, and we'll deal with it. But we can't just keep having kids, right, and growing the population. We're burning the planet out. So if we can use that as part of our fix for global warming, then we darn good well got to do it. So I've kind of beat that enough. You get the idea, and hopefully that, I know that'll stir a lot of people up, good and bad, but hey, this is problem solving, folks. I'm a problem solver, and a problem solver is systems analyst, and this is my hobby, strange as it is. I don't like thinking about all these things. I don't like thinking up answers for them or practical solutions for them, but that's what I do. Hopefully, we'll see a lot of these things happen as we move on down the road. So anyway, that's it for now. And again, the UN is going to have to drive that. I didn't say that earlier on, but that's the UN. These last three are UN proposals, UN agreements, and actions that need to be taken. So much for that, and hope you found that at least interesting and informative. And take care. I'll see you next time.